All right. I think we're ready to get going here, so I would like to welcome everybody to the July 25th, 2019 regular meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke is absent. Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. And now if you'll stand up and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first up on our agenda tonight is I'd take a motion to approve our agenda for this meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have a presentation on our stadium project update.
Yes. Yeah, so I asked Jonathan to give us an overall, kind of an overview of what's happened so far at each stadium, what's on the horizon, then talk a little bit about some projected dates for completion on both, and then also what's kind of our fallback plan if we have to move games or things of that nature. So I'll turn it over to him.
Take it away. Thank you.
Just for presentation again tonight on both stadiums, Impact Stadium and Drive Stadium. We'll start off with Drive Stadium, which is located at Bunsell Middle School. Work completed. A lot of work is done. You can't always see all of it, though. But underground plumbing, water, electric. They're getting the above ceiling electric and HVAC taken care of. Turf field is done. The goal post, shot put pad, the cement's there. The long jump pit, the sand's in it. It's a lot of sand.
Yeah.
The building roof is completed. Gravel for the track is actually all down. It's compacted as of today. They had final grading of certain areas on the track today, so we'll be able to start asphalting tomorrow.
Yes.
Concrete sidewalks and stairs are done. They actually finished the last set of stairs today in one of the pads. Bleachers are completed, except for a couple little ramp steps and stuff, but 98% done. Track grading and gravel compaction is done. Looking ahead, again, we're actually starting asphalting tomorrow. We're going to start off with the V areas. Those have to be completed first. And then they'll actually get to the loop of the track.
D areas?
The D areas are like where your long jump and pole vault areas are.
Okay.
You know, it's inside the loop. It's at the ends of the track. Looks like a D.
Okay.
The inside. And again, once we get that asphalt down, there is a 20 to 28 day cure time depending on the asphalt. The weather. 90% of the electrical wires have been pulled. We still have asphalting in the other areas and paths as well. Of course, the track surface implementation and the painting has to take place. Plumbing, electrical fixtures need to be inputted. They're kind of waiting on that until certain doors and locks are in place, just so certain copper and certain fixtures don't walk away. So they're going to wait a little bit for that. Scoreboard foundations is going in soon, followed by the mounting of the scoreboard, and then, of course, fencing, final grading, and grass seeding. This is an all-inclusive list of what needs to be done. It's just some of the big highlights. You know, as we stand today, our substantial completion date, being totally done with the project, is September 12th. The general contractor is really pushing to beat September 12th. Of course, they have other jobs that they need to get to. So they're really pushing that September 12th date, doing everything they can to do that. Really, for the middle school, the only activities would be really football this fall that could be impacted. Right now, these are home games within that range. Currently, our middle school AD is talking with the other schools affected, problem solving together. Right now the plan would be, if we have to execute it for particular games, would be to play away if our high school facility want to be available maybe for a few of those games. They're just staying in constant communication with the other schools. Mm-hmm. When a decision has to be made, they'll make a decision, communicate appropriately with families, etc. So
do we have to drop the date for making the decision?
Really, Dan, it's going to get down to, we have weekly construction meetings. Mm-hmm. Actually, so Dick driving around Bunsell the other day as we were heading into one. So we don't want to communicate too soon. We don't want to make a decision too soon. Because based on those weekly update meetings, we might be able to do this. Well, we might be able to do that. So we'd rather communicate once instead of twice. And again, I know the substantial completion date is September 12th. But, you know, there's an opportunity maybe to play a middle school game, maybe at the high school if the facility is ready. So we don't want to say, hey, we're going to be away, and then we change it again to another location. We're just going to communicate one time. A picture, right here is a nice drone shot of Bunsell Middle School. As you can tell, you can see what we've been up against with Bunsell Middle School as well as our high school project in this picture. As you can see, the mud and the wetness that we dealt with last fall, this spring, and early summer. But that's a nice view of the actual turf field. It's going to be really nice for our kids. The yellow goalpost over there.
Did they have to touch the pond? Or was it?
Yeah, we had to actually do a regrading, and we had to dig out additional pond back there just for the water flow. Mm-hmm.
So not on the front side, though, right?
We have to take it back and over. Okay. So,
because is that, do you know where our property line is on that picture? Is it, it's behind the pond, so kind of that tree line?
We go all the way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Pretty exciting. As you can see right here, here's the sand. Mm-hmm. You can see the gravel that's down and compacted, getting ready for asphalting of the track surface. And also you can see some additional gravel that's put in place. See our bleachers as well. A little bit closer views of the bleachers. This picture right here, a nice view. You can see the gravel down where the track's going to be. You can see how nice of a viewing area that's going to be for our community. See that big picture of the bleachers down low, but up here you can see those steps. Mm-hmm. They're nice and wide. I can see some people actually sitting on the steps if they want to. People make kind of their own seating arrangements at times, which are unique. But in the design of the middle school, you can see over there in that far picture to the left of the bleachers, you see an open area. Mm-hmm. That was designed if families want to bring in chairs or blankets and they want to sit down. It's sloped. It's almost like a self-seating area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that will be nice as well. Again, the building is coming along. There's a lot of internal work going on right now. We're waiting for the coil doors for the concession stands to be installed and some final locks on some doors just so the fixtures can be put into place. They're getting ready to power wash it, start cleaning it up as well here in the next week and a half. As you can see in that picture of the sidewalk, you can see a lot of wood and framing that was actually done today. So that wood is gone. Now it's just concrete. There's some stairs over there too, but so a little shot of the building. That building's going to be nice. We have concessions that can serve both for football, track, cross country, baseball, softball. Mm-hmm. Easy access. We'll have two family bathrooms out there available as well, and a nice storage facility. So I'll just jump right into the high school. Work completed, demolition. A lot of the underground drainage systems, utility connections, water lines, conduits have been run. The initial grading of the multi-purpose stadium is done. The installation of the light poles, we've gotten a lot of comments on that already. Mm-hmm. Installation of the North Path light poles, that's going to be great. After an event in the night, if you're walking on that north side, there's going to be a lit path there for our community. Underground plumbing, the retaining wall along the transportation center is complete. Mm-hmm. They just wrapped that up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They got that done. Scoreboard's up. The memorial, the wall feature, foundation around the scoreboard has begun. Foundation's poured, so now they're actually being able to work on the masonry aspects of it. Bleacher foundations are done for the home bleachers. There were 40 of them that had to be poured. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of bleacher foundation, a lot of concrete. Low fence posts are in the majority of the facility. And then again, home and visitor bleacher concrete pads have been poured. So, and this is not an all-inclusive list. Mm-hmm. A lot more has been done than this. Looking ahead, the electrical hookups, plumbing fixtures, doors, windows, floor doors, the installation of all bleachers in both press boxes, concrete and asphalt pedestrian areas will be taking place. The turf field itself, we got to get the finger drains in. Finger drains are scheduled to start on Monday, if not tomorrow.
So is that compaction for the subsurface?
We're ready to move forward with drainage. We had a trouble spot that we had to dig out, do some stone soil mixes. That should pass with no problem. We're extremely confident that's going to pass, and we get started as early as tomorrow with finger drains, if not Monday. We just got to get the final sign off from DCI. Yeah. So we're not concerned whatsoever about that at this point. So again, that track proof roll, we should have that due to the steps that we've taken. And then after the finger drains, get that gravel installation and asphalting go on the track area. Now, the track proof roll is totally different. It's a separate area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're on track for the track deadline of November 1st, but that proof roll will come later.
Yeah.
So the focus is the multi-purpose stadium at this point. Track servicing and then painting, of course, fencing, auto grading, some sodding, some grass seeding as well. Okay. Really substantial completion date. And I know we've talked before, and we're approximately that 5 weeks behind, you know, that August 15th date. Mm-hmm. Our general contractor is actually working on updating their schedules and work plans. I'm going to give us an update next week to see where we're at. Because we're making some good progress. Tentative date, again, it's extremely tentative. It's September 19th. And that's just for the multi-purpose stadium. Track facility is still on schedule to be done by November 1st. So, you know, when we look at possible impacts, of course, soccer, we can still use our existing soccer stadium for our girls and men's team. When you think about home football games possibly affected, we're looking at the August 30th and September 6th games at this point. Our athletic director, soon to be director of operations, has been in talks with a few Central Ohio school districts. We have options. Mm-hmm. We're just finalizing some details just to make sure we make a good decision based on the information at hand. And the options are neutral site and or playing away. So we have different options. And then again, you know, depending on the progress of construction on a week-by-week basis, we may see temporary occupancy. So, you know, the full functionality of the multi-purpose stadium might not be there, but we can play a home game. Mm-hmm. You know, we might not have use of the south building or the north building. Mm-hmm. But if we can get temporary occupancy because we still have our existing bathrooms that we've used for decades that have met the need. So, we're just looking at different options, so we're prepared and ready, and we just have to execute the plan.
So. It would be the option with temporary occupancy as well to even maybe host a Saturday game similar to the Dublin game that we had to switch this past season,
I guess.
So those are all still options. Again, they're getting a lot of work done, so
the weather's finally
like a drop dead date, you're hesitant to say because they're catching up on so many things.
Right.
We're still not out of the woods, we're still behind,
right?
But there might be some opportunity to do some things different.
When you see beautiful weather like this, it's great. Sometimes it takes 2 to 4 days, though, just to get it dry enough to where you can get heavy equipment back on in certain areas, too. Right. So they're doing everything they can. They're working big hours. They're working Saturdays. Really happy with Altman Construction. They're doing a great job.
Good.
Just a quick photo of the scoreboard and as well. That's the retaining wall that I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
That reaches over to the...
Right.
It's because of the grade of the stadium, where there will be a 6-foot, black-foot chain link fence over the top as a part of that going around, so it's going to look real nice there.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks really neat from the transportation center.
Does it? Okay.
As you look over it. Again, you can see light poles are up. Steel work is happening on the home bleachers. They're going to be continuing next week. With the steel on the home bleachers, you can see some of the pad concrete work over there on the visitor side of the stadium, the multi-purpose stadium. So it's moving along. This is a picture of the south building. This was just today. They're actually getting the trusses up today on the south building. Tomorrow, game plan is to sheet it, get it somewhat dried in, because that allows people to do some work on the inside. So they're pushing real hard. They actually had an extra crew here today to try to get it sheeted in by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really working hard. That's a picture of the south building. Again, that's north. That's the south building. Sheeted in, etc. Just working on drying it. And actually coming out to measure for metal roofing and mm-hmm. getting all that measured out and ordered so it can get installed in the near future. So it's moving on. Any questions?
It's exciting. It is. It's fun. I know I've driven out there a couple times too. It's like, oh, it's just so much fun to see what all's going on.
Especially when you start seeing stuff in the air.
Yes, yeah. Right. Right. Well, and even seeing the grass, you know, out at Bunsold for the longest time, it was just the field and mud around it, you know, and it was exciting to see that gravel.
It'd be really exciting to see asphalt.
I know. Yeah.
For me, just not seeing puddles.
Right.
It's exciting. You know, knowing that they have an opportunity to get some things done. And I think it's important. There are people that these companies have contracted with to do work that are wondering when that may start.
Right.
You know, they're having to keep people working on this project or both of these projects until they're completed, and I'm certain somebody's getting delayed down, you know, kind of downstream in terms of the construction. So.
Well, in two different, you know, conversations with various construction groups and subcontractors, there's contractors out there that, you know, they're not bidding new work because of the wet conditions that they experienced last fall and this
mm-hmm.
spring and early summer to where they're still working on work that they bidded out
right.
last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
I mean, their construction companies have been hit hard. Farmers
oh,
have been
yeah.
hit hard.
I think
yeah.
even if you
yeah.
have things
Absolutely.
Personally that you want done, you call them
sure.
up, and most people are, say, they're 6 and 8 weeks behind,
yeah.
you know, any kind of roofing.
That's
thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, good, nice job, you know, kind of keeping everybody on the same page and keeping us updated. I really like all the pictures.
Yeah.
So. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Keep
it.
Our
thank
fingers crossed.
Much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I don't think there's any public participation.
Nope.
Okay. Then next up, our High Point report.
So, attended a working meeting at High Point in regards to the building renovation. So, we're actually to the point where they have blueprints for the renovation activity.
Uh-huh.
It's going to start January of 20 and go all the way through August of 22.
Okay,
so
wow.
it's going to be a long, long project. As a matter of fact, everything here that is colored mm-hmm. is being renovated.
Wow.
So the only thing not being renovated here is the Sloan Technology
oh,
Center,
right.
which was just created.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some information if anyone's interested what the scale of the outside of the building should be looking like. It's definitely an upgrade, and they're creating their programs that are open to the public. They're putting them at the front of the building so that people can come in and use those services. The students can practice their service, but they actually exit the rooms from the backside. So the patrons and the students aren't mixing outside of the, you know, established room.
Okay.
So it's going to be a long haul.
I bet, yeah.
So there's still a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas and Marker is the construction company, and Freitag and Associates are the architects and engineers. So both have extensive experience in academic facilities.
Right.
So
that'll be exciting.
It'll be quite the process.
I know. Might be a little crazy for this. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
All right. Well, first day of school for teachers is August 12th, which seems crazy. So we, as you know, last year switched to doing the convocation kind of on an online format, and teachers wanted that again through a survey. So that's what we're doing again. So that will go out on the 12th. Students start the 15th. As our staggered start is the 15th, 16th, and then all kindergartners start on the 20th. So the high school does the freshman-only day on the 15th as well, and then everyone comes on the 16th. So it's right around the corner.
High school freshman day is the 15th?
Is the 15th. Yep.
Oh, yeah. What about alternate kindergarten?
Same first day.
Okay, first day as the kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
And any updates on that?
Are the same.
Okay.
Numbers are the same. We don't have enough to open up another section. So
okay.
There's one section. And we have some open enrollment kids that we haven't taken action on yet. So we'll wait to see at that meeting. And I think our beginning of August, Jonathan and I host all the transfer meetings and open enrollment meetings and all that with the elementary principals. So that'll be taken care of. Enrollment is fairly stable. We have some buildings we're keeping an eye on, some numbers: Edgewood Kindergarten, Northwood Third Grade, Mill Valley First and Third, Raymond Second Grade. But this is the time where also other districts are opening their doors, so you can't take someone out until they're pulled out. So it's kind of a shuffle game at this point. We don't panic. Yet, you know, we wait and see. So there may be some hires depending on, or overflows, or it just depends on how everything pans out.
Okay.
Report card, we're working on our final data revisions for that. Our results are going to look most likely very similar to last year. We saw an increase in geometry, which was phenomenal. But still not at the mark. So geometry continues to be a tough spot for us. So also I would tell you that the state just changed the criteria for third grade reading, increasing that score. So Steve and I did a little looking into what impact that would have, you know, on this year's kids. So we certainly have some work to do, but that's how it should happen. The bar should continue to increase for our students, so we'll continue to push forward on that. Next month, I asked Don McGlynn to bring the entire SRO team. The paper did an article on the SRO program. But we're going to bring them forward as well, and so you can meet them and understand their role and recognize spaces and stuff like that at the August meeting.
Great.
Certainly a great partnership. Also, the Auto Tech Lab is just shy of being finished. I think at this point, Goodwin is waiting on they're waiting on the supplies from Honda Marysville to be installed. Which we see happening probably in the next week or two.
Okay.
So we should be open and functioning. We'll do a once we know when that stuff's coming in, we'll do a larger open house for the community.
Nice.
And probably of the whole building, but nice. Highlighting that. So,
do you have any idea what the, like, how many kids have signed up for that?
We are right around 50.
Okay.
Nice. One of the things we struggled with was not having the facility to
right.
show them to. We think that
right.
that will also entice some kids, but remember mm-hmm. it's a shared program, so mm-hmm. if students from Tri or high school, it's a shared program. It's not mm-hmm. in isolation of just the STEM school. So I think it'll be students who have that inkling will be pretty impressed with the building. So mm-hmm. I just happened to see Jason Goodwin last night, and he said we're mm-hmm. so close, we just need that
good.
Last part. So
good.
We're in good shape there.
Okay, and I just want to bring up, because I had asked you earlier today about that say hello thing, is I don't know if you guys get those emails about Sandy Hook and the say hello week in September and whatever, and so I was asking Diane if our district did it, so you want to just kind of explain
sure.
to them?
Sure, you know, so all of our buildings do something around that, but my urgency to them is we shouldn't just be doing those type
right.
of activities 1 week out of the school year, that
right.
we need to find a way to embed them throughout the year. So I know Creekview did several things throughout the school year on social
mm-hmm.
media, so
mm-hmm.
we absolutely do engage with that, and early on when it first started, the high school was the only one that participated, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's caught on through the buildings. And we've really, and when you're talking personalized learning,
yeah.
and those are some of the things we're trying to kick the year off with and
mm-hmm.
then maintain over the year to celebrate those kind of unique qualities of kids. So students
mm-hmm.
know each other and adults know each other.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Any other questions?
Adults know kids. Adults know each other.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We have some new staff, you
that's
know,
right.
there,
right.
so everybody
they
need
to know
needs
each
to,
other as well.
Yeah.
I was going to give you credit for that. I'm like, wow, this new staff is really going to get
yeah.
the welcome
yeah.
treatment.
After it came out, I was like, there's some point, what you did.
Okay. Treasure report.
So we had our Booster Best Practices meeting on July 9th. That was well attended. A lot of questions, and a lot of new, you know, as usual, there's a lot of new members, new
mm-hmm.
officers and things, so that always brings a new round of questions. I won't try to steal any Dick's thunder, but the state budget was finally approved. The deadline's June 30th, and they didn't approve it by then, but they
mm-hmm.
passed a temporary resolution so that we could at least still be funded,
mm-hmm.
Which was good, and then so they did finally approve it. It really was pretty much in line with what has had been discussed in June anyways from our standpoint, from our funding standpoint. Compared to our funding last year, it's funny to say last year because
mm-hmm.
I still feel like we're in that year, but still compared to last year, simulations would show that we would have an increase of close to $300,000 in this current school year, and an additional $125,000 in the following year. You know, obviously enrollment would have an impact on that. And then the good part about our the forecast this year, the five-year forecast, is
mm-hmm.
that with that change in law, now the five-year forecast is due in November, which means we'll start with our first reading in October, which
right.
is nice, because in the past, with my first reading being in September, we were always kind of guessing
mm-hmm.
on the state funding piece, because we don't actually know our state funding this year until October. That's when we actually get our real numbers. So the nice part
okay.
this year is we'll take a little bit of that uncertainty out of
right.
it. So, but
so your forecast ought to be really good, right?
It should definitely improve
yeah.
some. You know, I don't want to jinx it, but, you know...
Depending
on enrollment,
yeah.
with this new state budget, it should go up some. That's it for me.
Okay. For my report, I know we need to talk about our community coffees. We took a break in June and July, in July and August. So we're going to be starting back up in September. And I know Nan, I think, are you just going to reach out to people and
yeah.
kind of firm up their...
Yeah, I was. I sent a message to Heidi
okay.
at the Street Cafe. I haven't heard back from her yet.
Okay.
But
I would anticipate her being okay with that.
Okay.
And I think keeping it at the same location is probably better than moving it around.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the second Saturday of each month.
Okay.
Beginning in September.
Okay. And I think you didn't do one in December, don't think, last year. Yeah, so
no.
September, October, November. So be looking at your calendars so that we can figure out who's going to be willing or available to cover those copies. Upcoming events, our OSBA Central Region Fall Dinner is Wednesday, September 25th, and I will be submitting some nominations from the board for Exemplary School Employee and Friend of Public Education. And then Capitol Conference, November 10th through the 12th. And so later on in our meeting, we are going to be, I'll be accepting a motion for somebody who wants to be our delegate for the business meeting. So I think we should just nominate Brian since he's not here, don't you think?
Brian would be an excellent.
I know. I think I know Amy's usually not able to go
right.
for work reasons, but I think all three of us have been the business delegate. So if there's somebody who's really interested in doing it.
I volunteer.
Okay, good. So then that'll make our motion easier
yes.
later on. Thank you. Let's see. And then student achievement, I sent that email earlier today if you had a chance to see it. But for this first one, I thought I would just include the toolkit that's on the OSBA website. It has lots of neat information. And I thought, I don't know if you looked at that one sheet that was kind of an infographic that talked about, that gave like the big bullet points about our district. This is how many students we have. And this, I mean, it just, I thought it highlighted some kind of neat things. So, there's some good information there, and then the other two pieces were about summer school and how, you know, when you say summer school, I don't want to go to summer school,
right.
and just the importance of rebranding that more like a summer camp. But that's kind of a neat idea. And then some other really good questions about mental health and policies and processes in our district. So just some questions that kind of to give board members to ask the superintendent or for you to, you know, if you wanted to include some of those, answer some of those and updates, whatever. I thought those were kind of a nice way to start that. So, and that's all I have. So, legislative report.
Yeah, I sent that and you should have received that. Todd mentioned the governor signed the bill. A couple of things that are non-funding, direct funding. The governor vetoed a couple of provisions in the bill. One was language from House Bill 76 that would have changed ballot language, and House Bill 149 that gives a tax break to developers. And those were things that I'd been advocating
mm-hmm.
not be passed on their own, so it's nice to see that they were eliminated. There were some other veto provisions that affected education, things that don't necessarily directly impact our district. I mentioned that the Cupp-Patterson funding model is still alive. It was introduced as House Bill 305. For the purpose of just trying to continue some discussions, getting some debate, and there has been some talk that, you know, some action may take place and affect the next budget. And I noted in here, it deserves, I think, a real strong look. From the standpoint that it really began with looking at what does it cost to educate a student in mm-hmm. Ohio, and then tried to build a state budget,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than looking at how much money do we have and working kind of in the other direction. So there was also some bills that were introduced that I listed here. House Bill 210 would require the Department of Education to license preschool programs to screen test the employees for tuberculosis and so forth. House Bill 281 would say that boards of education have to identify a single valedictorian and a single salutatorian. Don't know where that's going to go. 294 would modify harassment, intimidation, and bullying. So that subject is on the minds of the state legislature. And then Senate Bill 168, a Hunger-Free Students Bill of Rights Act, and requires schools to provide services, lunches and breakfasts, and so forth to kids that are eligible. So there are a couple of things that I talked to Senator Burke about and Senator or Representative Richardson dealing with bus safety and with the state report card. So those are things that I'll be talking to them hopefully over the next month. Because this is kind of a downtime right now for them, so it may be even easier to get a hold of. And that's my report.
All right. Do we have a safety report?
No, we have nothing. We haven't had the meeting. That'll be August.
Okay.
The next one.
All right. So next up, I would entertain a motion to approve our draft minutes from our June 20th regular meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Any comments, questions, corrections to the minutes? Nope. Then roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, I would entertain a motion to approve our the superintendent contract with an additional 0.5% increase for the fiscal 20 contract year. And also approve a 3.5% increase for the treasurer and increase the treasurer annuity by $5,000.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. So any comments from anybody?
The timing of this is part of existing with the treasurer and the superintendent it falls in the same timeline that we've typically followed in the past in terms of trying to look at contracts for valued employees ahead of time and making sure that we have those conversations. And, I would say that, when you look at where we are financially as a district and the awards that the treasurer's office had won, where the superintendent's office has taken leadership driven our school district to leadership within the state of Ohio and across the country academically and so forth. These are well-earned.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I know just so for Todd's contract, we had approved it, I think, 2 years ago, a five-year contract, and so the first 3 years we had set the rate, and then we needed to reopen for compensation. Mm-hmm. So that's why you see that percent in there for that. And I would just second what you said. I mean, based on the other thing is we are required by law to evaluate them at least once a year, and so we evaluate mid-year in January and in July. Usually July. This year we moved it up just because we had some issues with people being able to attend some of the meetings and stuff. So, but I think we're all extremely pleased with what's been going on in the district. And like you said, our financial stability is just pretty incredible at this point, And I know that doesn't just happen. There's a lot of planning and just there's a lot of teamwork with the other administrators working on their budgets and all of the visits that we have from other school districts. So thank you very much. Okay, then roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, next, need a motion to approve the treasurer CFO action items.
So moved.
Did I miss anything? Okay, sorry. Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. I did miss something. No, I didn't.
I don't think so.
Well, I just thought we had something on there for the delegate, but maybe we're going to do that in
August.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry for that. Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
In the treasurer items, June is our end of our fiscal year, so we have a full year of actuals and our cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
In our previous meeting, we approved the authorization to advance funds, one for the permanent improvement fund. That amount was done as proposed, which was kind of a known number.
Mm-hmm.
For the self-insurance fund, that was kind of unknown. It was going to kind of be based on how did claims come in the last, almost a month's worth of claims. It was unknown at that time. So we kind of asked for a worst-case scenario. So we had some good news with that. Instead of, I put out there a potential of $800,000. We ended up with $450,000 is what I actually transferred. So that was good news. Mm-hmm. The self-insurance fund, had a decent month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. The cash flow in total, we ended the year with an ending cash balance of just over right around $24.5 million. Very strong ending cash balance. That number, would have been much larger except for those advances. But again, those advances will be repaid. So really the number would have been closer to $27 million. And again, that number will jump back up when those advances are repaid. One thing on the revenue side, we had a bump of $100,000. We received a Medicaid reimbursement in June. Typically, we receive one Medicaid reimbursement each year, but there was a catch-up payment, so we actually got two. So that was a nice bonus. Also, note on the list of treasure items on there, there's multiple donations to point out. We had some stadium donations in there. One from our former football coach, a couple from the younger Divine children. We had a large donation, $10,000, from Union Rural Electric. There's a picture on our website where they came to our middle school stadium and gave us the check. And then also highlight, there's the Lee family donated a motorized flag for our high school gymnasium. I think it's one of those flags where it can come down out of the ceiling and then go
mm-hmm.
back up.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The value of $3,600. So, a nice donation.
That is really nice.
Appreciate it.
I know. We do greatly appreciate that. I know it meant a lot to. I think we saw Gary. Mm-hmm. I saw Gary at the foundation, and I know he was really excited to do that.
Yeah.
So
we've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah, that's really nice. One thing I was just thinking of when we were looking at your cash flow statement, because when we talk about our policy, one of the things was how many months of expenses do we have in our cash balance?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could just add a little number in there. You know, like where the cash balance is, because I was just playing around with that. It's like it's over 5 months worth
mm-hmm.
of cash, and I think we're required to have 1 or 2 months. I don't know. I don't remember what it is.
The board policy, I believe, is I think it's 1 month.
I think so, too. Yeah. So I just thought that's, just kind of helps to highlight what a strong position we have right now, so. Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Todd's report or action items? If not, then roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, I need a motion to approve Steve Devine as volunteer and approve to pay Paul Devine $90 for 1 day of CPI training in August, and to pay Paul Devine as an MHS freshman football coach, Group 3, Step 6, salary of $5,146.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Any questions or comments?
I know, apparently.
I'm going to do them separate here, yeah. This is just item 10.1, okay. Yeah. Okay, no questions or comments, roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Abstain. Motion carries. Next, 10.2, a motion to approve football assistant volunteers, both Mike Powers and Tom Powers, and approve to pay Amber Powers math for ERS remediation in July at the rate of $21 per hour.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Questions or comments? We got it down this time. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Abstain.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. Next, need a motion to approve the superintendent items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
Mostly HR items for me this time.
Yeah.
Supplementals are in here as well. We have several new hires. We had some resignations and leave of absence. There wasn't anything too out of line. And then also the Calamity Day resolution.
Okay. I would note that the resignation of Richard Smith.
I know, yes, I know.
Is not
I remember when we hired him.
I looked at that and I thought, what did he do? Take on a little extra job here or what?
Yeah.
It's not you.
No, a fine gentleman.
Okay.
But not Nick.
All right. And the Calamity Day resolution is just kind of the same resolution that we have to pass it for
annually.
Right. Well, we welcome all the new teachers. We'll look forward to meeting them over the course of the year. And if there are any questions, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. It's now time for comments and questions from board members. Start with Mr. Smith.
I'm looking forward to a great year. I mean, it's an exciting time, and I know you're putting together some staff. There may have been some late resignations, and so you're still looking to fill a couple of spots maybe. But I just have to believe the teachers are getting excited. We've got great things that are going to happen in the classroom. Alternate kindergarten is going to get started this year, which is, I think, going to be just amazing for those kids. I think it speaks to the fact that we really are trying to do for each child the best educational program for them. And I think it's another way in which we are trying to personalize the instruction. The donation from the Lee family is marvelous. I think that's great. We also, last month, we had a policy that was not on our agenda,
right.
Dealing with alcohol. And I went and talked to county commissioner, city official, fair director, the owner of the Balloon Fest, and so forth, and asked basically why concerning their alcohol policies. Why do you have the policy that you have, and so forth? And the answer was, from most sources, was an income stream for the Fair Board and for the city. They were looking for some additional money to come. The Balloon Fest, they said that was not a significant source of income for them, but it had been a part of the Balloon Fest, and so they were continuing it. What's kind of interesting that, if I understand it correctly, the Balloon Fest was serving alcohol at the airport before the county had a policy about it, but the county policy allows alcohol there for that event. Mm-hmm. And also applies to the Veteran Auditorium. Nobody seems to have really had a problem with it. At the fairgrounds, they recognize that even though their general policy is no alcohol in the fairgrounds, that there is alcohol on the fairgrounds. And I think that many of the events that take place in Central Ohio, where the official policy is no alcohol, there may in fact actually be alcohol present. It's a matter of enforcement and so forth. So it was kind of interesting to have those conversations. I want to kind of go back and find out as we get a little further into the fall and find out what kind of the end results were from the Fair Board's experience from the balloon rally festival this year, and the city Friday night programs and so forth, and see what their experiences have been on that. So.
Okay, great.
Superintendent Treasurer, get to work. We got a new school year. It's exciting, and I'm ready to go. Let's get things moving.
So I'm very excited about the new school year. We've got tons of construction going on in Marysville, which is just really demonstrating how the city is growing and changing and improving. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have the stadium projects, you know, Fifth Street, the new mm-hmm. Catholic Community Center, the work on the theater project.
Right.
Well, they've got the wrap up and stuff. So just tons of construction going on. So that's wonderful for a growing community. Mm-hmm. New businesses coming to town, which is beneficial for both the school systems and also the city. So really looking forward to that. We've got some great new hires on our list tonight. I understand that they're very excited to be starting with the district. My husband and I attended the Night at the Races for the boosters, and they were able to raise a large amount of money for the athletic sports program. So very, very well attended, beneficial fundraiser. So lots of enthusiasm permeating for the Monarch. So mm-hmm. proud to be a Monarch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed it this year. I've been watching over training. I was so mad.
I know.
That was fun last year. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to the stadium. That's my biggest thing I'm looking forward to this year. I'm ready mm-hmm. for the sports and the football season to start. And I'll be attending mostly on the sports things for us this year. So,
all right.
Off to another year.
That's right.
Well, I thank Jonathan for a good presentation.
Yes.
Did a good job.
Yeah.
I think I just would note that I think he's done a really good job of, you know, keeping us updated on the project. I know he's not doing it alone, but he's usually the person I'm getting my updates from, so thank you.
Right.
And also just thank the board for the approval of the contract and the kind words. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, kind of ditto. That was on my list, so I appreciate the support and confidence, and certainly being here, I always feel like we're in it together, so mm-hmm. I think where our district is the result of great teachers, great support staff, a great board, and solid leadership, I won't say.
There you go.
That's kind of
Well, I'll say it for you. Great leadership, So I was going to back down and not run, but I'm going in now, okay?
Yeah.
Just things are aligned nicely, so I appreciate that. I also wanted to just thank Gary Lee again. We've been working on that for some time, and he's super, super proud, and he should be, but I think it's a really cool legacy piece to leave behind.
Is he going to flip the switch or push the button?
We have to do something cool when we have our first basketball game.
Yeah, definitely have the Lee family there.
I would agree, too. The Night at the Races was a little sticky at first, but ended up to be a great night and lots of fun, and I think it was a good way for me to kind of get re-energized about the stadium project and kind of drag you down a little bit, because you're like, who's it going to be done? When's it going to be done? And the energy that Brent had around the stadium and his staff kind of re-energized me a little bit on trying to, you know, where the final push here. So super excited for the year. We have great things planned. It's going to be, we're transitioning to a new learning platform, so I do expect some hiccups and struggles, but teachers have been working all summer on the first pilot group, so we have a lot of those things. Ashley and Chris have spent hours and hours and hours trying to get us ready, so and Tom Powers as well, so that'll be a significant onboard and change for us this year.
Yeah, if I could jump back in, because there was a question I was going to ask and I forgot.
Okay.
At the appropriate time. The new grade card for elementary.
Right.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. Okay.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
That was my question.
Yeah, and that's part of what Ashley and Chris have been working on. They're actually in contract. They're not here at all in July, and they've been here every day but two, trying to get things shifted over. So it's going to be amazing. But it's a new product for the company, too.
Okay.
So we do expect some hiccups, and we're going to have – we have family nights planned and – sessions for people to come in. We had those obviously in the spring, but once you really get it, what's this mean as a parent? You know, how am I going to use this to benefit my kids? So, super excited about that too. So, and again, I you know, couldn't be happier with where we are and the things that are happening.
I don't know what to say. It made me think about, I'm still plowing through that grading for equity book, you know? I'm getting closer to the end now. But it just kind of makes me think about that. And when you brought up the House bill that was introduced for the one valedictorian, one salutatorian, I'm like, I'd like them to read this book, you know? And just kind of really think about the impact of inequitable grading.
That's going to be part of my conversation.
Good.
You know, because that book provides an excellent resource. And I took some notes as I went through the book, and so I have some phraseology and some key points and so forth.
And Ashley and I travel, so we could go with you anywhere you'd like. We'd be happy to.
Yeah. But yes, I couldn't be more excited for the new school year. Thank you, too. Thank you, Jonathan, because I know there's so many moving parts, especially out at the high school where there's all these different contractors that have to be communicating together, and I know you're, you know, kind of helping be that point person, so thank you for that work. I was thinking, I know we'll be getting your goals for this coming year, so we'll be excited about that, and then also as August approaches as a board, I think last year... I think it was really successful doing our building visits the way we did in groups of two. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you'd like to continue with that process, then we'll maybe start trying to.
I think that was the most valuable thing we've done all year, just because it allows us to build
some
personal relationship, be face to face with students and teachers and whoever.
In all the buildings, right? In all the buildings, instead of just a few. So so we'll do that, and probably need to schedule some kind of a little work session just to review, once we have your goals, for us to sit down and see, what kinds of things can we be doing? Because I know in conversations with my husband, sometimes when things are going so well, sometimes the pressure is even greater because, you're like, oh, yeah, things are good, But, that's when you just got to really, take into the next gear. And I know that's what you do. That's what you both do. So we're just excited to do the same thing.
I just want to do a shout-out for the summer reading program and the elementary schools especially that have had their libraries open and done story time at the Raymond Public Library, and I think that's been a great way of engaging students all through the school year to help keep them reading and hopefully minimize some of that summertime loss.
Right.
Some of our neighborhoods, the teachers are actually going to the community to exchange the books, so it's been a huge commitment on kind of Steve and his team of teachers that he's recruited to do that. So It'll be interesting, you know, one of our indicators for the success of that program is like how many books we were returned to us in exchange.
Right.
So we'll see how that pans out. I know the first one we didn't get a lot back, but that's okay if they're reading them.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8 o'clock. How's that?